Of course, when I say new threat, I mean old. Let's look at the U.S. state's reaction the last time large numbers of youth got active. Quote, beyond these purely hometown activities, he was looking at some local initiatives, there were interconnected efforts to beef up state and federal repressive apparatuses. Following the 1967 rebellions, state National Guards, under presidential orders, launched a 32-hour crash program in riot control training for guardsmen. Additionally, the states were authorized to set up some 125 new guard units. Most of the new units were to be military police units, quote, specifically oriented to state riot control requirements, unquote. Meanwhile, guard units started holding special exercises with local and state police, designed to work out problems of communications and chain of command. On April 23, 1968, the U.S. Army announced that it was adding 5 more brigades, or 10,000 troops, to the 15,000 men on regular anti-riot duty. The troops are intensively trained in putting down civil disturbances. The new units were added because more than 22,000 Army troops had to be sent into Chicago, Baltimore, and Washington to handle rebellions following the assassination of King. To coordinate the movement of these troops with local and state law enforcement agencies, riot control centers, fusion centers in current language, have been set up by the Pentagon for every area of the country. These are equipped with advanced communications gear and special wall, can any of us, who among us cannot see that things have gotten much, much worse? From special wall maps of cities and towns, we've advanced to total domain, what's it called? This matrix of every inch of Earth that they monitor 24/7 for signs of life, i.e. resistance to their plans. These are equipped with advanced communications gear and special wall maps of cities and towns to reduce reaction time in a potentially explosive situation. Computers are being used to predict likely rebellion areas and suggest troop deployment patterns. And my interjection, if they were hot on this issue of predicting where resistance, dissension may arise 45 years ago, imagine where we are today. We are. Where we the people are in that warm water that has become very hot indeed. And these frogs, we frogs need to start jumping.